There we go. We are ready. Good morning. Welcome. Or good afternoon or good evening, whenever it is that you're listening. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. This is our fifth week of reading through, studying through Ephesians, and today is a read-through day, which means we're going to read through the book of Ephesians again. And if you've been with us since the beginning, then you know how rich and rewarding that time is, getting back into the Word and studying it fresh and new. The Bible study will be available online later on today. If you're listening after today, which is what is the date today? September 18th, 2017. If you're listening later in the day on that date, it'll be available later. But I haven't quite gotten it up on the website yet, but soon to come, you're going to get it quickly. But for right now, all you need really is your Bible. We're going to read through the scripture. So grab your Bible. I'll be reading out of the ESV or English Standard Version of the Bible. So grab that and get some water, wet your whistle, get ready to go. Here we are. Today, what I'd like you to do as we do our read-through is fifth time through again, remember that. So as we're reading through, I want you just to look over your notes and see if anything that you wrote in the beginning has changed in your mindset. Is anything new coming, standing out to you? If you're like me, then you'll read things through 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and even on the 7th or 8th time, you'll still see new things, things that you thought, I cannot believe I've read it through 5, 6, 7, however many times, and I haven't seen this, I haven't noticed that, it hadn't occurred to me. Just last night, I was working through the last chapter of Ephesians, and I reread that, and I'm telling you, something brand new went into my brain and went, oh my goodness, look at that. So God's word is amazing and powerful, and it's exciting to reread it and get back into it. And that's what we're going to do today. A little bit of a sore throat, so I'll probably be pausing a lot more today to get some water. Hang in there with me, and thank you for reading along with me. I really enjoy this time together. Let's pray and get into the word. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word today. Thank you for just its newness in our heart and mind each time we come to it. And we ask that you would be present here, that our mind and our heart would be focused on you as we read the word. We thank you again for the power of your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm also a little bit phlegmy, so I'm going to try not to do that weird snorty thing, you know, we do when you get really phlegmy. Because that's not fun to listen to, especially you podcast people who have no visual to put it with, which you wouldn't need anyway. Yuck. Let me get my water and try to read without guzzling down too much water today. Again, a bit of a sore throat and something in my eye. Hang on just a second. Live! So much fun. Last night, I had these little teeny, teeny, tiny gnats in the house. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, what if I get up in the morning and I go to read the study and there's these little gnats flying around like they were last night. They'll come out now, of course, that I've said it, but they seem to be behaving themselves and not being around. All right, let's get into the word. Chapter 1 of Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all of the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom. Excuse me, get something out of my eye there. The spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, which are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us to believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians 2. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air. Excuse me. Went on a nice long walk this morning, and my eyes are watering, my nose is phlegmy, and I got something in my right eye. Sorry about that. Again, podcasting people have no idea as I squint and rub my face here what's going on, but anyway, thanks. Again, live. Super fun, right? All right. Following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. There it is. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, for God, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. So through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also were being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. I try to get a drink of water at the period, and then I remember Paul writes periods like every 90-second word or something. Maybe I just grab some water when I can grab water rather than waiting for the appropriate time. Sorry about that. All right, verse 8, continuing on. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach through the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who was able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory and in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm going to grab water before I begin reading it. I therefore, prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also had descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith of the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from which the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now, this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learn Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief steal no longer, but rather, I keep on saying that from the old version I memorized it in. Let the thief no longer steal. I don't think it matters, but I just memorized it out of a different version years ago. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians chapter 4. Now Ephesians 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness or foolish talk or crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For that, for you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or is covetous, that is, an idolater, who has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and pure and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or blemish or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Let me get some water, and we'll read our final chapter, Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will, as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or free. Masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and, as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So that you also may know how I am and what I'm doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. Wow. Oh my gosh. This is our last read through of Ephesians. And I thank you for being here with us, whether you're just joining us today or have been with us since the beginning. Wow. Ephesians is powerful. I'm ready to do it all over again, but we're not. We're going to be moving on to Hebrews. And so this final week of Ephesians will wrap up with six lessons. I had scheduled it originally to have five, but as I scheduled it, actually, really, if I had really scheduled it in the dream world of writing a Bible study for you, I would have given us six full weeks to do Ephesians. But because of the way the timing fell, I wanted to wrap up Ephesians before we began our Hebrew study. And so our Hebrew study begins next week because of the timing of the calendar. That means we're going to go ahead and pull Ephesians tight into just the six lessons, or six lessons for this week. I have five weeks of it, and normally there's 5 days in each week. But this week you're going to find that there's actually going to be six because I just couldn't shorten that final chunk. I pulled chapter 5 and 6 together into one, and my goodness, there's just so much to go into. So when you go to download the full Bible study later on tonight or whenever you have it, you'll notice that there's 6 days in this particular week rather than the normal 5, just so you know. So I'll be with you on Saturday morning, bright and early, and we'll do the study again for a 6th and final day of Ephesians. I'm looking forward to that. But please put on your calendar to join me next week as we begin the book of Ephesians. This is an exciting new season because we're going to, I said Ephesians, we're going to go through Hebrews, and we're going to take a year almost to go through it. Actually, it'll be from the end of September, mid-September, through the end of April. So I guess not quite a year, about 4 months shy of that. But we're going to take the whole Bible study year that we do at our church and go through Hebrews together. So there's 26 different weeks involved in that. And we're going to break each week down into several lessons. And so we're going to spend some great time really plumbing the depths of Hebrews. In the introduction to this study, I introduced it as a light study, and it is, because it only took us, 5 weeks to get through. And for those of you who are new to studying the Bible, that might have felt like a really big, heavy study. But I know pastors who've taken 3 full years just to preach through a book like Hebrews, and we're going to do it in 26 weeks. Now, again, we did Ephesians in 5 weeks, so relatively speaking, that's pretty light. We didn't dig deep. You could go back to Ephesians, go back to even just the first few verses, and realize there's so much more there in God's Word that we could have gone through. So anyway, mark your calendars, get ready for that, and start letting your friends know that the Radiant Bible Study, that's the name of our Hebrews Bible Study, kicks off next Monday. That's September 25th. Yeah, September 25th. And then we meet at 6:30 p.m. on Monday nights, the second and fourth Monday of the month. And we meet at 9:30 a.m. On the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. So join us for that and be in person with us and join us in fellowship. Those of you who are out of the area who are enjoying this study remotely from wherever you were listening, you know, you're not near us in Southern California, we'll still be broadcasting those. You'll at least be able to get that part of the study time on the podcast. And we're working on making sure we can get that to you through YouTube and Facebook and the Zoom and all that. So look for that and share that with your friends. And while you're sharing, why don't you share today's lesson as well? If you're on YouTube, thank you. Click the little alarm bell down there to get notifications when I put up a new study. And just copy the link and share that. Send it out in a text. Put it on Instagram or Facebook and let your friends know that you're listening, enjoying, and learning this. You can even share it in email for your friends who aren't on social media. But we want a community here of women especially who are passionate about God's Word. And that's what we're cultivating. That's my hope as we get into the Word of God. I don't even need to create that for us. I don't need to create a passion for it. I don't need to create a technique to do that. All I need to do is get in front of you and read the Word. The Word is that powerful on its own, isn't it? So that's what we do here in the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. I'm looking forward to our next week's study kicking off in Hebrews, but we're going to just really dig in on the final verses here of Ephesians this week. I'm excited to be with you. So thanks again for sharing this time with me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning again for our study, and we'll be back in Ephesians, of course, continuing on in chapter 5, a lot of great stuff to happen this week. So God bless you. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. And have a great rest of your day, wherever you're listening from. Know that you are loved and prayed for. And whenever you sign in and make a comment, let me know that you're listening. I take note of that and pray for you by name. You can count on that today. All right. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye for now.